USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Emmanuel Macron has won France's presidential election, fending off a challenge from candidate Marine Le Pen on Sunday's runoff vote. Macron took 58.5% of Sunday's vote, making him the first French leader to be re-elected in 20 years. He and Le Pen advanced to the runoff after finishing in first and second place, respectively, among 12 candidates who ran in the first round back on April 10th. Secretary of State Anthony Blinken and Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin met with Ukraine's President Zelensky in Kyiv Sunday. American officials told reporters the United States will be sending more weapons and will return diplomats. It should be noted the Biden administration has not had an ambassador to Ukraine. That should be changing very soon. United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres will be visiting with Zelensky and Russian President Vladimir Putin separately next week. USA Radio News.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter 5500 at checkout. That's harrys.com, code 5500. Enjoy.
Joseph Kennedy, a coach for Bremerton High School football team in Washington State, was inspired to pray starting back in 2008. After the school district told him to stop praying, he continued after a short hiatus and was fired. The Supreme Court of the United States will hear the case today. Let's get an update on the border with Tim Berg.
Border Patrol and local communities are overwhelmed with the largest surge of illegal immigrants in the past two decades at the U.S.-Mexico border. Texas Department of Public Safety Lieutenant Christopher Olivares, appearing on Fox News, explains how the White House could help this problem.
They need to take more effective strategies, have a comprehensive immigration reform. Also, do not cancel Title 42, and if you are going to cancel Title 42, have an effective strategy in place so we don't see this mass flow of immigrants coming across, and also work with other local partners as well, and also congressional partners, and come together and have a plan in place.
Thanks for listening. We are USA Radio News.
Gunsmoke, Fort Laramie, have gun, will travel.
Frontier gentlemen,
Luke Slaughter of Tombstone.
The greatest radio shows of all time, classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. On many of these radio stations or online, just search for classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. That's classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox.
The AX-1 mission, launched on April 8th, was the first all-private mission to the International Space Station for four very wealthy people. Due to unforeseen circumstances, including weather, the return home was delayed about a week. It began its return trip last night. They will spend about one day free-flying through orbit before hurling back into the atmosphere and parachuting into a splashdown landing right off the coast of Florida around 1 p.m. Eastern Time this afternoon. President Trump was the keynote speaker at the Heritage Foundation last week in Florida.
We reject the discrimination and oppression of so-called equity, and we embrace the eternal principle of equality under the law. Law and order, thank you, so true. Law and order must be upheld without bias or prejudice, and the Constitution means what it says as written. We condemn censorship, blacklisting, and cancel culture because we know that the lifeblood of a free society is free speech, which is being taken away from us very rapidly. In case you haven't noticed, very, very rapidly, we don't have a free press or a fair press, and free speech has been eroded, but we're going to get it back. We believe that America is a sovereign nation with a sovereign people, which means that we must have strong, secure, sovereign borders.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.